I think they're just kind of naturally stoned. They have like pea brains and thoughts. They're not the good doggies. Hello, good doggy.
All right, hey, welcome to Mirror Wanderers. I'm Mike, and this is the show about, cannabis culture and nonsense. That reminds me, you got to call Brian, because I don't do the show without him, at the very least. I am hoping to get him on the phone, but in place of him, in the form of a crossover show, I got a guest on the show tonight. It's DJ Necessary.
Yes, hello. Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. What is that strain that you got there? Smoke there.
Pink champagne.
Oh, what do you think about pink champagne?
I like it.
What is the deal with that? Is that a hybrid?
I'm not really sure.
We're going to look that up in a few minutes.
I would like to.
Just to recap, by the way, Mirror Wanderers, everywhere you listen to podcasts, you get da-da-da-da-da-da. And now on YouTube, eh?
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, bro. We'll do something kind of nice. We'll post some shots from where we're doing this, because not only do I have a guest, it might sound a little different. You can hear an airplane maybe overhead right now. Doing
some,
it outside
some crickets.
By fire.
Yeah. We're podcasting by fire tonight.
It's got a good feel to it.
It's awesome. Are you kidding me? This is great, man.
No,
we're lounging.
No s'mores yet, right?
No. No. I might have burnt the bottom of my shoe.
Let me see if I can get Ding-a-ling on the phone. Two ringy dingies.
Mr. Wixon.
Thanks for using my last name on the show, stupid.
What's that?
Thanks for using my last name on the show, stupid.
Did I?
Yeah, just now, because guess what?
Yeah.
We're doing a show.
No.
Yeah, so I thought I had to call and tell you that I'm going to do a show without you, and I didn't want you to feel left out.
Are we on air right now?
Yeah. Because I wanted to include you in the show.
But why would you call me at this time of night to include me in a show that I'm not on right now?
But you are. That's my point. Therefore,
but I'm not.
No, but if I'm including you, therefore you are. You see, I didn't want to do a show, you know, without you and not let you know, for Pete's sake.
I'm in a massage chair getting a massage. I don't want to include you.
Oh.
See how it works?
Okay. All right, so I got DJ Necessary here.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, DJ Necessary. How's it going, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Awesome.
I'm great.
Oh,
Mike,
so
can you take me on speakerphone?
Yeah, sure.
Buddy?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure, man. Hey, hey, dude.
You when I get into the office.
Okay, listen. All right. I should probably go, right?
Put the speakerphone back on.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, DJ Necessary. We'll talk later, man. You take care of yourself.
You
all right?
Too, bud.
All right. You have a good day.
So nice. Bye-bye. So nice to you. I don't understand what just happened to me. Anyway, so Grizz, that was Grizz. He's on the show. He loves doing it. You know that?
Oh, he seems enthused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last episode that we did, he was so grumpy.
Well, why is that?
Because he's got fired.
What?
Yeah. From his day job.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not nice. Why are you laughing? But it's because, and I asked him this on the last episode. I was like, did it have anything to do with the antics of him and I? Because, you know, we're making a TV show that's pretty stupid. Right?
Well.
He said, yeah. And I'm like, why didn't you quit the TV? Why didn't you quit this? You know, before that happened. But he, anyway. So.
Okay, well.
So he's a little grumpy right now.
Well, he's a smart guy. I'm sure it'll work out for him.
Nah, I doubt it. He does not does not mix well with people as best I can. The guy's name is Grizz, and he didn't earn that name just because he's grizzly like a bear. He actually gave himself that name because he wanted to be grizzly like a bear.
All right, okay.
This is a sad thing. He's one of my best friends on Earth.
Well,
and I'm his only friend.
I wish him well. I hope it works out for him.
Don't worry about him. He's probably going to do time for one of a couple of things. Listen, is this your dog?
No. Oh, is that a dog? I thought that was another pillow.
Actually, I think if I move the pillow out of the way.
Whoa. Oh, cute puppy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a cute puppy.
That's my dog right there.
Right
on.
He
looks a little like an Arctic wolf.
Very cool.
That's Miska.
Miska looks like she was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, man. That's the Game of Thrones Miska
right
there.
That's right.
Ghost.
Beautiful.
So, DJ Necessary, let's talk music. Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay, so, first of all, we did this thing recently, and you and Scotty G from Funky Bunch, you had a chance to meet. And
yeah.
Funky Bunch, they were with, like, Marky Mark, right?
Yes. Yeah, iconic.
It was cool. You guys got along nice.
He's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
Really cool guy.
He chopped a piece of video for you, I noticed that day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What'd he say?
Yeah, gave a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, DJ Necessary and I do a show about coffee. And we just did two episodes of that, Sitting by the Fire.
Yes.
And it's called Been There, Done That, the coffee podcast. You can check it out.
Yeah, yeah. We got to enjoy some espresso by fire.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
And we thought we'd better pull the pin out of that grenade entirely and smoke some joints. I have.
Yeah.
I still have one in my hand. You have one in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. I've been nursing this one for a little while now. Well, what do you got over there? What's that one?
Athena.
Athena, that's right. Okay.
It's like a 50-50 sativa fucking hybrid. What was that?
Perhaps.
Oh, Gracie. Gracie! Yo, Gracie! Hear animals in the yard. My dog's out there. That's a creepy thing about having animals, man. After dark, stuff comes around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely nighttime. I love the crickets, though. You know that?
Yeah. If you're just quiet enough, we hear the crickets.
You know?
Sometimes I come out here at night, and I'm afraid. Like, I get a little high, and I get a little afraid. Because I live in the woods, right?
So you get spooked?
Yes, I do!
Yeah.
Dude, you know the shit that I've seen come out of these woods over the years? Wild turkeys? One Thanksgiving. I swear to God, one Thanksgiving on the Saturday or the weekend, a whole whack of wild turkeys in my backyard. And they're not approachable animals. Did you know this?
No.
Up at the cottage last fall, I had one chase me through the yard and bite my ass. Bite my ass cheek. You know where your thigh... Well, I'm a white guy, because my thigh and my... And this is not a racist thing toward white people, because although most white people I find irritating, I happen to be one. But my ass, for this reason, is kind of also my leg. And it just jumped up and gave me a bite right where those two almost meet. You know what I mean? I was like, man, a couple inches over, and that would have been... fucking turkey dinner.
Death by turkey.
Yeah, man. Oh, it would have gone down.
That's not friendly. That's just horrible.
My friend had a weed plant. I'm telling stories by the fire tonight, by the way.
This is nice.
Yeah. It's not a crackling fire because it's propane.
That's okay.
It's
okay.
Actually butane. We're cooking up some extract right now. We are not. So just police, forget it. But let's snap a photo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's another. Okay, here we go.
Let's see it. I don't know. My battery probably died.
Are you serious, man? Yeah, we need a photo of this. You and me. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, all right.
DJ Necessary, don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
We'll talk about your music coming up, but I have another turkey story.
Sure.
I'm really hot.
I swear I thought turkeys could fly. You know that one?
Sure do. Okay. So let's do we'll do WKRP stuff after.
All right.
But yeah, that was a great WKRP in Cincinnati reference.
Yes.
And by the way, I've been dying to say this on the podcast. Booga. Remember that? He got fired for saying booger? Johnny Fever? Okay. Old guy reference. Forget about it. I have another turkey story for you if you
want. All right, yeah.
Don't forget to be right in on the mic, Storm.
Yeah, that's right.
So okay, right in there. Like, come on, bring it in. No, but then it's gotta be like, you gotta be, that's it, right there. Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Level.
I want to lean back a bit, you know?
Okay, I'm sorry. Right. Get yourself covered. I'll adjust that for you.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
No there. Cares in the world.
That's great.
Okay. So I get a call from my buddy Rasta Phil. His friend Kaz calls me and says, our other buddy Kaz calls and says, have you heard from Phil? And I'm like, why? He goes, no. He's got a problem. He's up at this location, and wild turkeys are eating his weed, and he's freaking out. And he got up there, and he's like, you know, oh, man, these turkeys, they all got stoned out of their minds on this weed. And they're attacking him. He's defending himself with a pitchfork. But in the end, they got all the weed. Turkeys are not to be messed with.
You would think they'd be a little more docile after eating all the weed. And
turkeys are dicks.
Really?
Yeah, man. I think that they just, anything will wire them up. Anything's an excuse. They're like, I want to fucking fight now.
Well, I mean, I'd be pissed too if I was a turkey.
Let me consult my dog, Miska, on this one. Miska, baby. Turkeys, yes or no? Miska say no to turkeys.
She's just chilling.
She is so
just
chilling.
Chilling.
Chilling like a villain.
Yeah.
You want me to rap?
Go for it.
No, I don't want to.
No?
Nah, you seem too excited. No, I'm scared.
I was hoping there'd be like a...
Okay, you want to try?
Like a freestyle...
Okay, let's
you know,
go. Let's go. Like let's go. Okay, so like...
Is that not a segment in this? No?
It's not a normal segment.
There's no rap battles?
Well, let's see how this goes. All right, why don't we try it? Okay, all go right. ahead. Okay, do you want me to start?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you're looking for me, I'm chilling by the fire, yo.
And here we are on a podcast like Guns for Hire.
Okay. This my turn. Does it come back to me?
I don't know. We're doing this, all right.
Okay. Should we start again?
I'm not all that creative right now. I got to say, I'm a little stoned.
Okay.
Some rappers will, like, smoke, and that'll enhance their writing and freestyling capabilities. Me, I turn it off.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I have to be, like, completely not stoned to create.
Okay, that makes sense, man. I can understand that. Yeah. I have to... That's why this podcast is the way it is, because I have to do the same podcasting. When I do professional podcasts that are not my own, I can never do that.
No?
No. For example, all I can think right now is, do you have a turkey story? As God is my head. They were falling to the ground like sacks of wet cement.
You know, that was like my favorite show of all time when I was a kid. Oh, I loved it.
So good.
Venus Flytrap, Johnny Fever, just the whole thing. Made me want to be a DJ in the first place.
Honestly,
100% inspired me when I was a kid.
It's so funny. Even my last job in radio professionally, which was real recently, I felt Johnny Fever. Because I just had a feeling that I knew what the audience wanted, which, of course, I probably did not, because I'm no longer there. But that was the Johnny Fever mentality, I think, a little bit. You know,
he was he definitely went against the grain. Awesome character.
Badges. We don't need a stinking badges. If he's freaking out about he's remembering a story. He doesn't want to be involved in something in the studio. It's like, no, I got to get out of here, man. I can't be involved in this. It was like that time in Mexico, in Tijuana. Badges, we don't need no stinking badges. It was a very bad scene, man. Oh, he's breaking down. The DJ's breaking down over there.
Excuse me.
Would you like a beverage?
I'm good, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll give you some water. I'm all right. The pool's right over there. Go to the pool.
Yeah,
go to the pool and take a drink. My baby puppy dog does that.
I should have brought my bathing suit.
Let's ask Miska. Miska, do you have a turkey story you want to share with us? This is not a Thanksgiving episode, in case you're wondering. It's not.
Turkey by fire.
Okay, am I still hearing you? I want to see now. Talk.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Yeah.
No, I didn't move out of the way, did I?
No.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, your levels look good.
All right.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. We'll take care of it in post.
Yes.
Sort of talking about your lyrics and stuff like that. Have you ever killed a guy?
You're recording this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no.
Absolutely. Not. Okay. When you're writing, because one of your songs, I love the song "Streaming of You," which I think.
Oh, thank you.
Is we've used it on the show, by the way. People love it.
Right on.
And I wanted to ask you, like, this song talks. It's like a a social commentary, really, about how we're obsessed with the devices around us. And some of the lines in it are so wonderfully just from reality. You know, I'm on 30. What is the line about the battery power? Yo, man, I'm on 30%. I got 30% or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah. Here in Los... hold up, I got 30% left.
Hold up, I got 30% left.
Yeah.
And that's just a battery reference, right?
Well, that and if you check the timing of the track itself, I'm at about 70% of the song at that point.
So, no way.
So there's about 30% left in the song. So that's kind of where the reference falls in. But it's that and the, I guess, the double meaning
right
to that
down
is...
So what you did is you made a double entendre in the song by putting it in that place.
Most of the lyrics are kind of... There's a double play on the meanings. Yeah, there's a lot of double entendres layered through there.
You're really quiet. Yeah.
It's definitely one of those songs that I encourage you to listen to several times.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because there's a lot in it, man.
Like, yeah.
That's the other thing. And I have to also tell you, I like the fact that you don't ignore that you're a dad and a husband and a dude that is not like 18 with a grill in your mouth. You're actually like, okay, here's some beats that I love, some music that I enjoy, and my reality.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you can fake an image, you know. You're right. I mean, I can put a grill in my mouth and, you know, do all of that, but that's just not me. I am a dad.
Do you want to put a grill in your mouth while you're here?
You know what?
What if I got some tin foil? We'll just do some shots and take a look.
All right. Yeah, why not?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do that after the show.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And then other stuff that I notice about your music is that you take eras really seriously. Like, the style of era of music that you put in, you have a track that I love called Game Show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
Next Contestant.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good.
Hold on, when you're doing an interview with an artist, especially one that you do a show with.
I love you, brother. Don't worry about it.
Okay, broadcast students.
Believe it or not.
This is why you just do not smoke a joint before a show.
When we were originally making that track, I used to just call it Come On Down. Because all I kept thinking in my head is like, come on down.
Yeah, you know,
it's got that whole kind of feel to it, right?
It does.
Yeah.
And that's the era I'm talking about. Like, that was a real 60s kind of... Like, if you think about the track that we're talking about... It does have that sort of real game show, but Euro game show feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. Think sleazy game show host. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like a groping Bob Barker kind of deal.
A groping Bob Barker. Oh, my God. Did you see the video of the guy who looks like Bob Barker?
No.
And he's trying to, like, I don't know what he's doing. He's like, he's on a golf course, and he's trying to get rid of an alligator somehow. And he decides he's going to wrestle the alligator by putting his shirt over... the alligator's eyes.
What?
But he looks like Bob Barker, exactly.
Isn't that in like Happy Gilmore or something like
it's
that?
It's so weird. You have to search it. And search it this way. Bob Barker lookalike, alligator. And that'll be enough. It'll come up. And so he takes the shirt and he puts it over the alligator's face. And then the alligator makes, you know, flips around. And he gets on the alligator. He straddles the alligator after having kind of put... T-shirt on its eyes, on its head, and the thing turns around and just snaps and bites the guy's arm several times on video, and nobody is rushing to his aid because they're like, oh no, but he scurries away, and by the way, he doesn't die; he's still alive.
Oh, good.
Except that the bacteria got to his arm so quick they had to amputate it. He's 88 years old or something crazy, and he's out there wrestling an alligator. What the fuck? Why do rich guys think they can do anything they want? A couple of beers.
You gotta love how congested the internet is, that you can just take random words and piece them together and some video will pop up. Bob Barker, lookalike, alligator wrestling. And there's a video, you know? Let's just take four random words.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Drop them down into Google, and then, you know, some video's gonna just come right up.
Oh my God, you make me laugh. That's so funny. That's got me in such trouble with my search strings before. My search history is a mess. It's an abomination.
I've been kicked off Google a couple of times. What? That's possible.
Yeah, no, you can't come here with that query. Thank you. Yeah. Go to the dark web. Yeah. One of the funniest things that I've heard in podcasting was the Trailer Park Boys podcast, where they decided to look at Ricky's search history. And Bubbles is like, Ricky, what's this? How come? What were you searching for? How to remove your own thumb? And he goes, well, Chris, Bubbles, you know, I got that cut on my thumb. And I was thinking, what if I don't go to the doctors and it just starts to get worse? Like, I can't take days off. I'm going to have to, like, maybe... It was just an option, Bubbles. Holy Christ, Ricky, you were going to remove your own thumb? Because I was just looking it up, dude. And I just thought, as they went through this whole search engine, it was nothing like no porn, nothing like that. It was all...
How to cut your thumb off.
Like, how to steal electricity from your neighbor. Stuff like that, you know? Well, you know, Ricky, I got to find... Anyway, it was just one of those things. Here's the Trailer Park. I'm plugging a podcast. That's all.
Good show.
All right, let's talk a little bit of weed then, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Let's do this. First, describe the first weed you think you got. Like, describe how it was. Or do you remember what it was?
Like, the strain?
Yeah.
No. I mean, we're talking like...
Was it hash or weed?
It was weed. What they used to call cess. Yeah. Back then, you know. So
sometimes
like,
I like a good cess.
The sticks and the seeds and, you know, all of that. I remember it being a little...
Earthy.
Yeah.
Tasting
a little like soil.
Yeah. Or, yeah. You know what it reminds me of in smell is like pencil shavings.
Okay.
It just tastes like a real woody, you know, real woody smell to it.
Yeah. Especially if you catch a seed in there, it kind of, oh man.
You could lose an eye.
Yeah, just the whole thing tastes like crap.
I remember literally taking shrapnel one time off a seed. I'm like, and it tastes terrible.
I've burned a couple of shirts.
Oh, seeds are just relentless.
Just horrible.
Let's ask Miska. Miska the puppy, yes or no on the seeds? Like the turkeys, no opinion.
No answer. What about you? What's the...
Turkey story?
No, like the first strain that you ever...
Yeah, some homegrown sticks and stones.
Okay.
Kind of weed. God rest his soul, the judge, the first guy I ever smoked weed with, a guy we called the judge, and he was my best friend's dad, and we just lost him. And so hats off to you. He was so delighted, he made it to legalization. And,
good.
He got to enjoy legal weed a little bit before he left this world, and he was just delighted that we all had it. So
nice.
This is the craziest, though. The first time I ever smoked weed was in a real legit pipe made at a native reserve here in Ontario, and it was an amazing peace pipe. It was literally beautiful.
Cool.
I can remember it, every detail of it, to this day. And I got so high that I went into this, like, sort of a state of storytelling to my buddy, much like I'm doing now.
All right. So your first time you got high?
The first time that I got high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times did it take you to get high?
At least a couple.
What's the story behind that? How come it takes a couple of times?
I don't know.
It needs to
reach
the cannabinoids in your system or something?
First time I smoked, maybe it was a matter of not knowing what to expect. Like, I remember, it was high school, and, you know, I wandered off to the football field with a couple guys, and, you know, took a few tokes and came back, and everyone was like, how did you feel? And I'm like, I don't know.
Nothing.
Like, do I fake it now? Yeah. Do I pretend them? You know, do I act stupid or something? Like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do, you know. I was like, I don't feel anything. Called up a buddy of mine a couple of days later. I was like, dude, you know that stuff we smoked the other day? Can you bring some more and come by my place? And by the end of that day, I got stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time you got high was crazy, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, why is everything happening? It happens in like frames. But your brain's trying to keep up the first time. And you got the munchies so bad because you're positive. Your body's like 100% sure it's been poisoned.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had some extreme moments. I gotta say, though, I think since that first time, I haven't stopped. I haven't looked back.
No, I don't think I have either, because yeah. it's kind of my vibe, actually.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. No, I dig it. I dig it. I gotta say, for all the pains I've had with my back and my neck over the years, anxiety and stuff like that, I mean, you know,
traffic in Toronto, you get home from that.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, this is so many, you know, it's just a great way to just kind of kick back, you know, unwind. I'm not a drinker. Not my thing, you know. Okay. You know, I'm not really a, you know, go home and have a beer kind of thing.
Here, he's hammered out of his mind right now. He's so hammered. And he has just, I don't know why, there's like a van full of bikini clad women waiting for him in the parking lot. I don't understand. He's such a family man. DJ Necessary, where can we find your music?
Same place you can find these podcasts. So Spotify, iTunes, anywhere. Yeah, check me out. DJ Necessary, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. That's where I check him out.
Yeah.
Hey, what'd you do with my phone, Miska? Let's ask Miska. Miska?
Where can we find Miska?
Miska, are you on Instagram? She's literally rolling her eyes at me. My husky's rolling her eyes at me. Hold on a second here. Should probably let Grizz know we're going to finish up the show. Don't want him to feel left out in any way.
Hello.
Hey, Grizz, listen, man, we're about to wrap up the show. So I thought I would, I thought I would get in touch, and let you know.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good show.
DJ Necessary was here. He did a great job.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks for having me.
He says thanks for having me. Yeah. So anything you wanted, if you wanted to add anything to the end of the show, you could do that.
No. Have a good night, everyone.
Oh, hey, Grizz, a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you mad that I did the show without you?
No, I'm mad you called me.
Oh, okay, buddy. Well, listen, I love you, man. You can say it back if you wanted to. Grizz? I think I lost it. I got bad reception.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we'll catch you next time. MaraWanderers.com, MaraWanderers on YouTube. And don't forget to listen to Being There, Done That. It's also everywhere you listen to podcasts with DJ Necessary. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me.
You don't have any turkey stories?
No. I had a turkey wrap the other day from...
Well, now the fucking show is over, dude. Well, and you bring up the turkey now? I just said, like, I'm wrapping up the show. And
it wasn't
like,
that good. They put too much mayonnaise in it and stuff. I mean, it wasn't worth talking about.
I don't want to talk about it because now it's past the time, okay?
Plus, it's not a live turkey.
This is why you're a shit guest.
Does that count?
You got to be a better guest. You got me. Face red.